It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Am I still in bed? Yes. Don't judge me. Actually, judge me. Do you want to know what the worst thing about me is? It's not the pyromania. It's not the clumsiness. It's not the self-doubt. There's a lot of that. Wow, that's a click. Do you want to know what it is? It's the fact that I'm a hopeless romantic and an absolute cynic. This is not a happy combination. Well, no, it's a happy combination, but it's kind of funny. It's a case of, oh, it's so sweet, I want to die, it's adorable. It will never last. It's amazing. It's like a really sweet, luscious cake with a very sour lime icing. Oh my God, it's so romantic. He's gonna cheat. Let me stab someone, please. It's a problem. It is a problem. It's a total problem, but it also works in reverse. I have a thing for villains. They could be evil, just so evil. You know, whole legal evil kind of evil. No, that's kind of comedic. I mean, dark and creepy and stalkery. And then I'm like, oh, it's so romantic. It's sweet, love. How is that a thing? It is a thing. It's just, I don't know why I'm like this. Well, I do know why I'm like this, but I don't know why I'm like this. That is what's known as a contradiction. So I consume a lot of media. I read. I'm now reading a lot. I think it's helping me to balance stuff out. But oh my fucking God. The highs and lows are just appalling. The amount of time I'm like, yes, I actually do make those noises. Fuck off. Yeah, and there'll be like flappy hands and, oh, sometimes I do the happy claps as well. And then when it's all nice and sweet, I'm like, but you know, will never last. You know, he still likes his ex. Oh, social economic circumstance means that they will never stay together. It is a doomed romance. And then my little heart pricks a bit. I have two. You know that whole thing about you having two wolves in your head? You have a wolf. I don't know. Okay, in this case, we have a wolf which is like fluffy, fluffy. Oh, I'm a fluffy wolf. Rawr, rawr, rawr. I don't know what that was. And then we have the other wolf, which is a bastard. Basically, sweet wolf, bastard wolf. And they fight. And I'm stuck in the middle going, it's all right, just calm down, have a biscuit, have a cup of tea. And then they look at me like, what the fuck? We're wolves, we don't like tea and biscuits. I'm like, that's why corgis are better than wolves. That was weird. Do you have this problem? Do you have this problem of being a hopeless romantic and an absolute abject cynic? I mean, I am so cynical. It's great for murder mysteries. When I'm watching a murder mystery, I can normally work out who's the killer or come up with a better storyline. Because sometimes they're weak as fuck. This is a lifetime of just consuming cheesy daytime murder mysteries. I have an addiction. But yeah, I'm fine with, you know, the creepiness and the horror and the visceral bloody mayhem. But there's always that little bit when I'm like, and then I'll be watching a romance. Although I have to admit, my patience for romances is less than my patience for murder mysteries, horror, psychological thrillers. I like a real dumb romance. A real dumb, cheesy, absolute, you know, grand fromage kind of romance. I love a dumbass romance. But even in the most sweet, dumbass romance, I'm like, these are my cynical noises, by the way. They'll be making love confessions, sweet utterances of absolute adoration. I was about to say adorance. That's not a word. Is that a word? Adoration. Adorance? It is now. Adorations of adorance. And then part of me will go, And I don't know if you know a lot about the British. There's a stereotype of a certain look. It's a judgmental, cynical look. We're very judgy. And we tut. And I tut. It'll be a case of, I love you, I adore you. And I'm watching it going, for fuck's sake. You're just going to shag and then you're going to break up. And the sex won't even be good. Because you're just infatuated. This is never going to work out. It's like, my bastard wolf will not let the sweet, adoring, fluffy wolf have any fun. It's a nightmare. And then I'll be watching a really creepy, stalkery, psycho, whatever. And I'm like, it's kind of romantic, though. Romantic. Like, this is dark. This is dark. And then sweet wolf, Lucy Wolf, is going, oh, but you know, he's playing with her hair. No. I think this is why I have a fascination with Stockholm Syndrome. I haven't really explored that in audio, but I don't know, there's just something about that which both wolves like. It's like, Bastard Wolf is like, hey, kidnapping, violence, knives, yay. And then Sweet Wolf is like, oh, it's so romantic, they adore each other. And I'm in the middle going, it's this is not good. This no, do not get along. No, you should be fighting. And then Bastard Wolf is like, but they're holding a knife to their throat as they confess their love and say they'll kill them if they go with anyone else. And then I get confused because that's a Sweet Wolf voice. And then Sweet Wolf is going, oh, if she cheats, stab her! And I'm like, this, no. You are two defined wolves. You do not cross over, but they did cross over. So I don't know where this is going. This weird, grey area that exists in the heart of an absolute romantic and an abject cynic is apparently Stockholm Syndrome or vampire compulsion. It's weird. I want to do a proper Stockholm Syndrome audio, but be the kidnappee and not the kidnapper. I don't know. That's creepy as fuck, though. That'd be creepy as fuck. Oh, no. Oh, no! See, this is the bad thing about my brain. Now that I'm thinking about it. Okay. No. You have the person who perhaps hasn't had the most attention in their life. They get kidnapped. Let's go for the classical kind of thing. Ransom, rich family. You know, the rich, unloving family. Let's go full balls to the wall of the stereotypes. And then you have the kidnapper, who has kidnapped them and is giving them all their attention and is sort of focused, but not nice, but is kind of nice because the kidnappee hasn't had anyone focused on them. And then it gets a little bit twisted because obviously the kidnappee tries to escape because that's what you should do when you're kidnapped. You should try to escape. And then the kidnapper, of course, finds them, and then they're just really focused on them, and they kind of threaten them. That maybe a bit of a knife to the throat moment. I like knives. Sue me. It's a classic. It's like, if you ever try, you know, I will hunt you down. You will never get away. And then the kidnappee's like, aah! But also like, I should not be feeling like this. That's not right. This is. And then the this is a story that's getting in my head now. And then the kidnapper, you know, maybe there's a stray hair and he just puts it behind her ear. This is a problem. This is the problem of being a creative, whatever I am. I don't know. At this point, I don't fucking know. And that's how Stockholm Syndrome is born! And then obviously the family pays a ransom, not because they actually want the kidnappee back, but because, you know, publicity and reputation. And I mean, the fluffy wolf is like, the kidnapper has feelings for the kidnappee now! It's so romantic, it's so fluffy, it's so nice! And Bastard Wolf is going, yeah, the kidnapper's got feelings for the kidnappee, and if they ever try to leave, it will not go well. And then Sweet Wolf is like, that's kind of hot. And then Sweet Wolf gets embarrassed because they're not meant to be about that kind of thing. But then Bastard Wolf looks at them like, yeah, you are. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. But yes, the reason this came up, I was reading something literally just before I started recording. I should get up and eat and drink water. I definitely need to drink water and eat. I was reading something and it was so tropey and in romance stories there are a whole shit ton of tropes and I love every single one of them. When I was a kid, I was a voracious reader. I'm now back to that. I am on the cusp. Well, actually, no. You know what? I am not even on the cusp. Some days I am reading over 1 million words in fiction. I'm getting my speed reading back up. I don't know. So I was a vivacious reader as a kid. And there are only so many times that I could go to a library. I wasn't allowed out on my own when I was like 8. So my 8-year-old self only had a few options. Sci-fi or romance novels. And I'm talking Mills and Boone. Not particularly appropriate, maybe. I don't know. Sorry. I just know what I've read. So I would consume books. And my mum had a habit of, she would go to a charity shop and buy like a ton of Mills and Boone books. And the thing about those trashy, you know, like Harlequin, Mills and Boone books is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the blurb on the back says. It's all the same fucking thing. It's all the same fucking thing. So she would buy like a stack, read through them all, and then just take them to another charity shop and then buy another stack. And I think this is where my sweet, tender heart was formed. But also, at the same time, I was becoming this fan of gothic horror, you know, aliens. Oh, fun fact. No, when my, no, that's just weird. The first film that my dad took my mother to see on their first date was a horror film. And I think it's in the blood. I think it's in the blood. So, I don't know, it's weird because I was consuming all this romantic literature but watching horror films, sneaking around at night, you know, with unrestricted access to satellite TV. Yeah, they would show, like, horror films after midnight, or after 2 o'clock in the morning, because God forbid I actually sleep. So I think these two main camps kind of gave me my creative range of being the sweet girlfriend who confesses her love because she's just adored you for so long, and now that, you know, she's your girlfriend, she can't hold back. She's nervous. She's never said the words, but she wants to confess her love, and she does, and it's so sweet, and it's awkward, and you can't help but kiss her. But also the vampire that really wants to fuck you up. Really wants to fuck you up. And wants to hurt you. Oh, really, really wants to hurt you because it's so much fun seeing you react. The pain and fear just tenderizes the blood. Jesus fucking Christ, really? 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 This is a problem. But it's not a problem. I'll tell you what it is a problem. Tell you what it is a problem? Tell you what is a problem. Words. I can word. Not well, but I can word. Whenever I'm watching something, it's the fucking noises. I am queen of the... Oh, it's so romantic! When I'm watching films, I generally have to pause them and replay scenes so I can do the noises. Because, oh my god, it's so romantic, I have to watch it again! But also, that is seriously creepy. Let's watch that again. Oh, it's a problem. It's such a weird problem. Again, trying to give you a bit more of the rambles. Because I am rambly. And I figure if I'm not getting out of bed, because, yeah, I might as well ramble. So, oh, it's so romantic! It will never last. Oh, I just want to, oh, it's so adorable! I want to hold a knife to their throat. This is absolutely brutal. I love it! It's so adorable! Don't ask about Bastard Wolf and Sweet Wolf because, yeah, they're in the corner. No, no, don't look. Don't look. It's disturbing. No! Don't, no! I need bleach my eyeballs! I don't need to see wolves during that. That's so weird. Why'd you have to make it weird? It's weird.